right now, in line 9, we say shall. Is there any issue about whether the state veterinarian and the Animal Health Division of the Department of Agriculture are authorized currently to administer that training? I mean,
I think the reason we put shall in there is that we wanted to have the Division of Animal Health, the state veterinarians, the people that administer the rules and regulations of the Department of Agriculture as it relates to animal health in Missouri. And we want those people involved in this training process.
Well, I understand that.
As far as feeding rates, as far as, you know, acceptable rates of exercise, this kind of thing, because they're the ones that's writing the rules and regulations for kennels and, you know, in the essence of dogs, they're writing those rules and regulations now as to how often they need to be exercised, how often pens are cleaned, that kind of thing.
So let me go back to the preceding question, because I want to make sure I understand your intent. As I read your amendment, I think I understand your intent. But is the intent of the amendment to say to nonprofit groups that they may not provide training to officers in animal care and abuse for the purposes of responding to animal care and abuse incident reports?
You know, that's not my intent, and I think if these, you know, like I get continuing education all the time as a practicing veterinarian.
Same.
And
same.
So, you know, that's usually, at least that continuing education is approved by a veterinary group somewhere. It's not approved by non-veterinarians. And so I think as this program most surely will expand, that if they submit their program to the Department of Agriculture in the state of Missouri or Division of Animal Health, and they say, hey, this is a good program, I think they can okay that. And I think they can do that by rule.
You think they can do that by, I'm sorry,
rule? By rule change, yeah.
Well, I have to say, I'm not sure. I think the amendment might add some murkiness to that, because when I see the word shall be administered by, that makes me think it's got to be the Department of Ag and or the state veterinarian that's actually doing the training. So I'm concerned that if that's not what you intend, that the language isn't as clear as it could be on that. Let me ask you this. I mean, what if we were to I'll just tell you. I have a real concern saying that nobody but this one agency can have anything to do with training law enforcement on this issue. I mean, I'm concerned about that as a matter of public policy. I just don't think that that's the direction we should go in. I think it's fine that the Department of Agriculture and the state veterinarian are a source of training. I could even be persuaded to say that if there's training happening, that they should have some role in the process. But why to the extent there are other people with expertise on this, why shouldn't law enforcement have the benefit of their perspective as well, just because they happen to not be the state veterinarian or with the Animal Health Division of the State Department of Agriculture?
Can I give you an example?
Sure.
A few years ago, Boys and Girl Town in Missouri is called Great Circle Now. Actually had trail rides that went into St. Louis.
Yeah,
and
they're in my district.
Society of Missouri, and I got to know a lot of them really well. Had the best intentions. They wanted to inspect every horse at the end of every day. And we had been doing that for quite some time. And I find that a lot of the folks that were looking at the horses really did not have any training. They had not been around horses very much. And so some of the things they would have questions about was routine. And so I spent the majority of my time training them on what was okay and what was not okay when a horse had traveled 25 miles in a day. And so that's just one example that I can pull from my background that, you know, I think by the end of about 3 years, they were pretty much up to speed and doing a pretty good job. But prior to that, it was a disaster. And it was about a four-hour procedure of trying to explain to them, no, you're going to get a rub occasionally when you have that many horses on a trail ride.
Let me ask you this. You've identified the state agriculture department and the state veterinarian as a what I think would be the sole source of training, or at least a primary source of training, and possibly an exclusive source. And we've talked about some nonprofit groups that participate in training currently. What about law enforcement groups? I mean, if, for instance, some national law enforcement group had something to offer by way of training for local law enforcement agencies on how to handle animal care and abuse incident reports, why shouldn't they be put in statute too?
Well, all of those groups use a veterinarian in the mix somewhere. In other words, I have a couple of seeing eye dogs come to my clinic, and the people that provide those dogs always make sure that I see this dog at least twice a year, and that my recommendations are followed because they're concerned about longevity and long-term health of these animals. So it's a responsibility that I get. And, you know, that's a group that knows quite a bit about training animals and doing a lot of things with animals, but they don't hold themselves out to be veterinarians or be able to make that call.
So are you saying that a national law enforcement group that provides training to local law enforcement officers in as many as 49 other states shouldn't be in the business of helping train Missouri officers?
No, I think that they will be an admin to the basic training that law enforcement officers get. But I don't think any of those groups are going to get away from Department of Agriculture's Division of Animal Health. I think that would be a mistake for them to do that.
Why is that? If I am a national law enforcement association, and I have expertise and perspective and operate in and help provide training in as many as 50 states, or maybe fewer, but an awful lot of states. If I'm doing that across the fruited plain, why when I come to Missouri should I have to be under the jurisdiction of the Missouri Department of Agriculture if I'm providing the same kind of law enforcement training here in Missouri that I would be providing everywhere else?
Well, I don't know that there's any of those folks out there. There may be, you know, I don't know of them if there are. I've not run across them in my 40-year practice career. But I'll tell you what I'll do. You and I can discuss this further, and I'll have this amendment sent back because I don't want to hold up Senator from Polk's bill any longer.
I'm not
trying to do something nefarious here.
Well, and I appreciate that, Senator, and neither am I. I recognize that there is an important public policy conversation to be had about how local law enforcement agencies get training in Missouri, and I recognize that there are probably going to be informed points of view on all sides of that issue. I do think on an amendment like this, it's something where an underlying bill that's gone through the committee process, I would have. And just with people having an opportunity to come forward, testify in favor and against, and just vet it through the process. I don't necessarily take that approach in every case. This is one that I would say respectfully is substantive enough, and it's potentially a big enough change that I would be comfortable with more process. So I greatly appreciate your willingness to do that.
It's not really a change, though. This is what we're doing now for the most part. We're just having to send folks from Jefferson City or the district area to go along with law enforcement when they make a move on one of these situations.
Well, I appreciate the inquiry, Senator. Let me put my microphone down so we can perhaps move forward on this bill. Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, would you send my amendment back, please?
That amendment will be sent back. We are on Senate Bill 844. Any other senator desire to be heard on that bill? Seeing none, Senator from Polk, you're recognized to close.
I close.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Polk. All those in favor of perfecting Senate Bill 844, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected Senate Bill 844. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Technical difficulties here.
Always technical.
There's a fish pulling on this line. Mr. President,
I would request that you recognize me for a privileged motion.
Senator Cole, you are recognized for a privileged motion. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute as amendment for amended for House Bill number 2203 and grant the House a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. Do any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Buchanan.
Inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator from Cole, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Sorry, my microphone is pulling back on me. Sorry. House Bill 2203 is the revolving door. No, 2203, I thought I had a chance to explain, so I, and it's not the President's fault, I should explain when I made the motion. 2203 is how campaign funds get liquidated or terminated. Representative Barnes had it in the House. Yeah.
And how? What is it about the bill that we are opposed to, that we're refusing to recede? Basically, they have asked us to recede, and so
yes.
He wants us to go back to his bill, and you want the Senate version.
Right.
So you want to go. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any other senators desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All those in favor of the motion of the Senator from Cole, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have referred the bill to conference. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please recognize the Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer House Committee Substitute House Concurrent Resolution 73 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics, and the Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Committee Substitute House Bill number 2203 as amended, or Senators Kehoe, Onder, Wasson, Chappelle, Nadal, Sifton.
Seeing no objection. Can you send that forward, Senator, and we'll have that read in. Madam Secretary, please read the conferees.
Conference Committee appointments for Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 2203, as amended, are Senators Kehoe, Onder, Wasson, Chappelle Nadal, Sifton.
Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, just temporarily, I'm going to go to the business of announcements. I'd ask you recognize me for an announcement.
We are on the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you. We'll come back to announcements later. I just want the body to know, because I know there's some committees that want to meet tonight, that we are going to do messages from the House, and then we're going to do second reading of House bills. So if there are some members who need to take care of some business while we're doing that, they may not necessarily be required to be in this chamber. And I just want the body to know what the schedule kind of was coming in the next few minutes.
We're on the order of business of announcements. Any other announcements? Senator from Boone.
I have an announcement.
Proceed.
We'll go back into appropriations 30 minutes after we adjourn here, but I think, as the Senator from Cole said, if they're going to go to second reads, everybody probably has time to leave and do more stuff than just 30 minutes, because obviously we don't need to all hang out while they're just doing second reads. So that gives everybody a little bit more time before we go in, but as far as the clock goes, we'll go back in 30 minutes after we adjourn. Thank you.
Announcements. Senator from St. Louis.
Thank you, Mr. President. As everyone is aware, we celebrated a very holy day on Sunday. It's Easter. What's also significant about that is we celebrate the post-Easter doctrine of seersucker wearing in this place. And that means that tomorrow is the first Wednesday after Easter. So the broad group of seersucker lovers that we have in this chamber, feel free to don your suits tomorrow, because it all begins. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement.
Proceed.
Your Committee on Commerce will reconvene 15 minutes upon adjournment.
Thank you. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of House bills.
We are on the order of business of second reading of Senator from Newton.
House Committee Substitute House Bill 1477.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1477, an act relating to political parties with an emergency clause.
Financial Government Organizations Elections. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1474.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1474, an act relating to certain sections declared unconstitutional.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1729.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1729, an act relating to fertilizer regulations.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Bill 1414.
House Bill 1414, an act relating to agricultural data collection.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Bill 1588.
House Bill 1588, an act relating to corporate registration report requirements for farming corporations.
Can we please have a little quiet in the chamber?
Outdoor Resources. House Bill 1728.
House Bill 1728, an act relating to the establishment of the Fertilizer Control Board.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Bill 1565.
House Bill 1565, an act relating to public assistance.
Veterans Affairs and Health. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1433.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1433, an act relating to guardianships.
Seniors, Families, and Children. House Committee Substitute House Bill 2155.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2155, an act relating to residency at public institutions of higher education.
Education. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1387.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1387, an act relating to public health.
Veterans Affairs and Health. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1612.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1612, an act relating to the establishment of a career and technical education diploma.
Education. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1817.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1817, an act relating to the authority for counties to decrease their budgets.
Jobs, Economic Development, Local Government. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1964.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1964, an act relating to survivor benefits.
Small Business, Insurance, and Industry. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1780 and 1420.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1780 and 1420, an act relating to school employee retirement.
Education. House Bill 1392.
House Bill 1392, an act relating to hospice survey requirements.
Veterans Affairs and Health. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1480.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1480, an act relating to absentee ballots.
Financial Government Organizations Elections. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1850.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1850, an act relating to health care workforce analysis.
Veterans Affairs and Health. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1419.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1419, an act relating to gifted education.
Education. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1613.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1613, an act relating to remediation prevention.
Education. House Bill 1721.
House Bill 1721, entitled an act relating to credit union supervisory committees.
Financial Government Organizations Elections. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1449.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1449, an act relating to public utility vehicles.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1601.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1601, entitled an act relating to appointment of a teacher representative to the State Board of Education.
Education. House Bill 1827.
House Bill 1827, entitled an act relating to livestock trespass.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources. House Committee Substitute House Bill 1904.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1904, an act relating to emergency communication service.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment. House Bill 2111.
House Bill 2111, entitled an act relating to elections.
Financial government organizations elections. House Bill 1682.
House Bill 1682, entitled an act relating to Medical Practice Freedom Act.
Financial government organizations elections. House Bill 2212.
House Bill 2212, entitled an act relating to mandated reporters of elder abuse.
Seniors, families, and children. House Bill 2125.
House Bill 2125, entitled an act relating to savings promotions programs.
Financial and government organizations elections. House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1713.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1713, entitled an act relating to wastewater treatment systems.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, House Bill 1855.
House Bill 1855, entitled an act relating to infection reporting.
Veterans Affairs and Health, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1463.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1463, entitled an act relating to sales tax.
Ways and Means, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1599.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1599, entitled an act relating to birth certificates.
Seniors, Families, and Children, House Bill 1892.
House Bill 1892, entitled an act relating to the Narcotics Control Act.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1696.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1696, entitled an act relating to the Missouri Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing.
Seniors, Families, and Children, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1875.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1875, entitled an act relating to perinatal care.
Financial government organizations elections. House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1432.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1432, entitled an act relating to administrative leave for state employees.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1649.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1649, entitled an act relating to immunity from civil liability.
Seniors, Families, and Children, House Bill 1830.
House Bill 1830, entitled an act relating to false disparagement of perishable food products.
Agriculture, food production, outdoor resources, House Bill 2257.
House Bill 2257, entitled an act relating to title insurance.
Small business, insurance, and industry, House Bill 1745.
House Bill 1745, entitled an act relating to transportation.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety.
Senator from Cole.
We are still going to be on House bills for second read because we have a correction that the fine senator from Newton, unknowing to him, is about to make.
We are still on second readings of House bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1875.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1875, an act relating to perinatal care.
Veterans and Health.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, would you please have them read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1912, entitled an act relating to political subdivisions with an emergency clause. Emergency clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1776, entitled an act relating to bingo. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2108, entitled an act relating to tax returns of information. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2029, entitled an act relating to step therapy for prescription drugs. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2402, entitled An Act Relating to Administrative Rules for the Regulation of Health Care Facilities with an Emergency Clause for Certain Sections. Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2453, entitled An Act to Authorize the Conveyance of Property Owned by the State in Buchanan County to the City of St. Joseph with an Emergency Clause. Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1976, entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Services. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1788, entitled An Act Relating to the Highways and Transportation Commission. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1936, entitled An Act Relating to the Authority of Sheriffs and Deputy Sheriffs to Render Assistance in Other Counties. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 1620, entitled An Act Relating to Family Law Proceedings. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 2194, entitled An Act Relating to the Renewal of Insurance Policies. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 2591, entitled An Act Relating to the Designation of Highways, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I would ask
Seeing
you to recognize
no objection, me. We are on order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of Senator from Butler, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety will meet tomorrow morning in SCR 1 at 8:15 a.m.
Announcements. We are on order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate stands adjourned under the rules.